Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday, another hour, Friday, July the 10th, 2020, 7, 10, 2020, 13 minutes past the hour, and we're having an interesting time here this morning talking about ghost stories, near-death experiences, and aliens, all kinds of stuff on the table, 740-383-9944. Now, as we were going to break last hour, somebody was trying to call in there. So if that was you who was trying to call, the phone lines are now open. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you who was trying to call in before we broke there at the top of the hour, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear what you have to say. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. And remember, if the phone lines are ever ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying to get in. But also, if you have a story of a near-death experience, if you have a story of a ghost, a ghostly nature, or if you have a story of aliens, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to hear that, and maybe this is the call that we missed earlier on. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just wanted to call about the ice cream truck, the Dairy Clipper.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I used to work on that truck, and my friend, her father owned the truck, Stanley Wink, and it was a treat because they only served ice cream cones, sundaes, and milkshakes. So it was a real, they didn't pull anything out of a freezer. It was all fresh made, and it was really a treat. That truck was around for maybe 4 years.
So this, and this was soft serve ice cream.
Yes, it was.
Very interesting. Now, when you worked on there, do you remember about what the price of these things would have been?
Well, that was quite a while ago. I was 15, 16 years old. I think it, maybe the sundaes were 65 cents.
Isn't that interesting? So it used to just go
and
around.
I think the milkshakes were 50 cents.
So it just used to go around Marion.
Oh, yes. It went everywhere.
Now,
of course, Marion was smaller 50-some years ago.
Now, do you remember how it got the name, the Dairy Clipper?
I do not remember how it got the name. I think that Mr. Wink bought the truck as it was, and the Dairy Clipper name was on the truck.
Isn't that interesting? So it was just kind of like an ice cream truck that went around town.
Yes, and it had a little window at the side that you'd go up to and just, you know, like a little business on wheels. It was very clean. His wife and him had the business, and it was just very nice.
Now, do we know why it went out of business after 3 or 4 years?
I'm not sure. I think because Mr. and Mrs. Wink were older, and I'm not sure what it was, the upkeep on the truck or what it was, but
a lot of people used to come up when this truck would be out.
Oh, everybody. Nobody wanted to go to the Jingle Wagon. They wanted to go to the Dairy Clipper.
Now, what was the Jingle Wagon?
Well, the Jingle Wagon just had like popsicles and stuff in a freezer, you know, frozen stuff. You know, where the Dairy Clipper, it was, you know, fresh serve, you know. They had a machine right in the Dairy Clipper that they the ice cream came out of for the sundaes and the milkshakes. And
now, how did they keep that going? How were they able to keep the ice cream moving and all that?
Well, it was a contained machine, just like they have in the Dairy Queen or whatever. You know, you pull the handle and the ice cream comes out.
Well, that's interesting. Well,
yeah. Soft serve, and that's what they made. Milkshakes, ice cream cones, and sundaes.
Well, that's. I thank you for the information. That's very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Have a good day.
You too.
Now, a very interesting thing just happened here in the studio. I'm sitting here, you know, your normal Friday show, doing your normal thing, and in comes somebody who I think you're all familiar with here at this station. We'll just let her describe this. Bailey Hunt Bales is here in the studio. Bales, what are you doing?
Well, I'm proving you wrong.
How are you proving me wrong?
I brought you bacon from Wendy's.
You did. You brought me bacon from Wendy's. This has been a long-term thing with us.
Yeah.
That you have said that bacon does, or Wendy's does serve bacon in the morning.
For almost a year now.
For almost a year now.
Now, don't be mad because I actually got 18 pieces, but I ate the rest.
There were 18 pieces? And you gave me two. You actually, one and a half is what it looks like here. There were 18 pieces
well,
in here.
They were like that size. They were like all split in half. So really, probably whole pieces that just split.
Out of 18, you've saved me two.
I was hungry.
Man, I thought this was a loving act to begin with, and now I don't know anymore. 18 down to two. And you brought me a drink.
I did.
This, I think, has never happened.
I know.
Never to the studio. I think one time you bought me a drink in our, like, year of knowing each other. But you've got a big day planned.
I do. I'm headed up to Cedar Point.
Headed up to Cedar Point. Hopefully the weather's good for all that.
Oh, I know. It's supposed to storm, so I'm hoping.
I'm a little shocked. That was shocking to see you come in.
Did you not hear me?
No, I didn't hear the door or anything.
Oh, I was trying to be sneaky.
Really? I didn't hear anything. How cool is that?
I know. I'm pretty cool.
You did a very nice thing today.
Yeah.
And you're in a very, like, happy mood today. I love this.
Yeah. Well, you know, the kids are excited, so.
Yeah, it'll be a fun day.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to riding any rides up
no.
there? None at all, huh?
I'll stay in the kiddie part with Austin.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So just you and the kids going up today?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun, though.
Yeah. I'll let Caden go on the roller coasters, but Austin's not tall enough. Darn.
Well, we've missed you on Friday nights.
Yeah. I'll be back next week.
You'll be back next week. Does it feel good to be back in the studio here, behind a microphone?
It does.
And seeing me?
I missed you so much.
Who doesn't?
I know.
Who doesn't miss? Who wouldn't?
I don't know.
But this is so cool because for people who don't know, just very quickly, when we first met, I think the first, it wasn't a disagreement, it was just a funny little thing, was that I said Wendy's did not serve bacon. You said it did. You used to send me pictures of you eating bacon in the morning to say, yes, they do. And I said, I'm telling you, they don't. And our Wendy's did not serve bacon here in town, but the one where you went every morning did.
Mm-hmm.
So where did this bacon come from?
It came from here in town.
It came from here in town. So this morning, they were selling bacon.
Yes.
Well, this is like the coolest thing ever that you would do this on a Friday morning.
I feel like they probably judged me a lot, though.
Because you ordered 18 pieces?
Well, I said, I need 6 orders of bacon. And she was like 6 pieces? And I was like, no, like 6 orders of 3 pieces of bacon.
Now, wait a second. So bacon comes in 3-piece orders.
You can get it in 2 or 3.
2 or 3. But
I
you ordered
3.
You ordered 6 orders
of
3 pieces. So, just for the listening audience, I want to bring this up.
Yeah.
The container that I have, which looks like it might not have been opened, only has 2 pieces of bacon in it.
No, there's more than that.
Oh, is there 3 in here?
I think there's maybe more than that. I don't know. Count.
There might be 4. 3 or 4. But you piled through all the rest this morning, huh?
Yeah.
Once you started eating that bacon, you couldn't stop.
I love bacon.
You do love bacon. That was one of the first things I ever learned about you was that you love the bacon.
I can live off of bacon and ice cream.
Bacon and what kind of ice cream?
Chocolate.
That's one of the things we're doing here this morning, taking an ice cream poll.
Chocolate. You know, when I was pregnant for Austin, I would get chocolate ice cream, with that hard chocolate shell, I would get that, and then chocolate syrup.
You know, that's kind of like what a deli bar is.
Yeah, I love chocolate.
So, just for the record, we've had sherbet from Fred's, a chocolate ice cream cone from Stewart's, Moose Trex, which I don't like peanut butter, so that ain't going to do it for me, banana split from Fred's, a shamrock shake from McDonald's. I've never had one of those either, oddly enough. Drumsticks. I do like drumsticks.
I do too, but I like the ones without peanuts because I can't eat the peanuts.
Yeah, I'm not a big peanut eater myself, so if you can get them without peanuts, I like that.
You can.
Oh, what, really?
At Kroger.
Really? The peanutless drumsticks?
Yeah.
Boston Cooler, which is the Werner's ginger ale and the vanilla ice cream. And then, of course, my favorite is the Blizzard, but it has to be Oreo vanilla ice cream from the Dairy Queen on Main Street.
I like chocolate with cookie dough.
Chocolate with cookie dough. I know that because you ordered that because you went on that excursion last year, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now, here's the big thing. As you drive up to Cedar Point, which will be like, close to a two-hour drive.
Yeah, it's like my GPS says an hour and 31 minutes.
Hour and 31 minutes, depending on the traffic. Because of the TuneIn app, are you going to be listening to this show in the car?
Absolutely.
Now, see, don't lie to me. You're lying to me. Why lie to me on a Friday? I'm feeling so good about you right now. You don't know, like, the reverence I have for you because... You said you were going to do this, and then you said yesterday you didn't, so I thought it was under the bus.
Yeah, well, yesterday I accidentally slept in.
Accidentally.
Until like 15 minutes before you were off air, and I live more than 15 minutes away.
This is true. So when you woke up, so was this planned this morning?
Yes.
You woke up.
And you know what, honestly though, I planned it, and then I got a late start, and so I was like, it's just not going to happen. Like, I'm just going to have to do it a different day. And then my GPS said an hour and 37 minutes when I was like on the other side of town, and I was like, oh, well, I can't get into the park until 11:30, so I have time.
Oh, so I just kind of became a side note today. Just a little side note.
You told me to be honest.
No, I like honesty.
No, I mean, I planned it, but then I didn't think I was going to have time. So.
No, it's very cool that you did this. And it's very, if you do listen, you'll get to hear me eat this because you know I'm not going to wait till the next break.
I know.
I just eat on the air. I figure it's got to be, did you hear the ghost stories this morning?
No.
Oh, we're having ghost stories here this morning.
You haven't listened at all. Look, I've been in a rush, okay?
Oh, man. Oh, there was something I wanted to ask you before you left, and it was right before you were telling that story about the time frame going to Cedar Point, and I cannot remember what I wanted to ask you. But you look chipper today. That makes me happy.
My hair looks a hot mess.
Well, listen, you're going to the Cedar Point. You don't have to be all dressy for that particular thing.
I don't
thing.
Have any, like, my hair's messy. I don't have makeup on. You're
going to an amusement park. It'll be okay.
I know. You know what's funny, though, is Austin, this morning, he asked me if he could wear his tennis shoes instead of his Crocs so he could be taller.
He's trying to get on those rides.
Oh.
He wants to get on certain rides, that's
for
sure.
Well, he's like 50 or 45 and a half inches, so he needs to be 46 to get on certain things. And he just, I don't think he's going to make it, but we'll see.
Oh, so there could be a little bit of problem.
Though Caden is finally 52 inches, so he can ride everything except for two rides.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
So I bet he's highly excited today.
Yes, because last year when we went, he was only 50 inches, and he could not ride hardly anything, like any of the roller coasters, because that's what he likes, and he threw a fit. So
today will be retribution
for
what happened last year.
Yes.
Well, like I say, this is just the nicest thing, because Friday's the long day here, where I'm stuck here all day, and this morning they gave me this drink, which clearly, I've even avoided drinking it.
It's melted. All the ice is melted.
I don't think there ever was ice in it.
Oh.
Even at 7:30 this morning, I don't think there was any ice in it.
Oh.
It's very strange. I don't know what they were doing this morning.
Yeah, well, it's okay. I saved you.
You did save me today. So it's a very cool thing.
I know.
That you're here today and dropped in because we haven't heard from you in a while. It's been about a week and a half. I hear from you, but other people haven't heard from you.
Technically, like 2 weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah, because I wasn't on last Friday, and I was on the Friday before.
Yeah, so 14 days today.
Yeah.
And by the, but see, now you've stopped by, so it won't be 21.
Right.
It'll just be 14 and then 7 and you'll be back.
Yeah.
But you miss being here.
I do.
Here's what you're going to miss today, by the way. And this is going to be fun. I've never done this. I've got slang.
Oh.
We're going to...
like y'all?
Is that slang?
I don't know. No.
I don't know if y'all is slang.
That's just
kind of. Well, I guess it is.
Yeah, kind
of. I mean, I think y'all is. No, but these are slang words, and we're going to try to get the actual meaning of these slang words.
Try one.
Try one on you.
I want to see. We'll
see if you get the first one here. And these are so funny. Some of these I've never heard of. And what I want people to do, because instead of Googling them, I really want people to try to guess what they mean, because they're so off the handle. Okay, here we go. Let's see which one I'm going to give you. Okay, happy cabbage. That was a slang term at some point. Happy cabbage. People would say, you would say it like this. You would say, you have some happy cabbage.
I have no idea.
That's true. Now, I'm gonna give you two more real quick. Wet sock. That was a slang term.
Why?
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
And one more I'm going to give you here. And
can
I'll
you
give
make
the,
it something I might be able to guess?
Well, I'm trying here. There's a lot that have to do with cabbage, which I don't really understand. But here we go. Let's see here. Oh, this is interesting. The phoenix nest.
The phoenix nest.
Something was called the phoenix nest.
What?
And the maypole.
Oh.
But these were slang terms in... Do you know what maypole means?
No.
I know the month of May or something. I don't know. But yeah, this is all slang.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through this morning.
Interesting.
And see if anybody knows what in the world these terms mean. Or at least try to give a guess as to what these terms mean.
Well, now I might have to turn off my kids' music and... Listen.
Well, it's going to be fun because there are some on here. I didn't even do the first one. Well, I did wet sock. Wet sock.
I've never heard of that. What is that?
Let's see if I gave the answer. That would take the fun out of this game that we're going to play.
Well, can I look at that before I leave?
Wet sock? It's the... Yeah, I will show you before you leave what wet sock
means.
But so cool to have you in here today. So cool to have you drop by. It's so cool that you brought the bacon, which I guess now... The one time in our relationship now, you have proven me wrong.
I know.
It had to happen eventually.
Yep.
But you proved me wrong. You proved yourself right. And you're off for one time.
I know.
So now, if we had like a chalkboard, we would have 9,437 in my column, and we'd have one in your column.
You should go ahead and tell the Sonic story, too.
From the other day?
Yeah.
About what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, here's the deal. Okay. I don't have my glasses on. Where are the...
I don't
know. I went to... Like I was going to grab them there. That's how... They're probably under a pile here.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Boy, that was weird.
Yeah.
So, the other day, Bales calls me up and says... you never call, but... that's not true. You have called.
I have called,
You have called. Okay, but she messages me up. See, I thought something strange was going on this morning because you didn't message me. And that's like a given every day, which is a nice thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you message... Is that bad?
No.
You looked at me kind of funny, like... Okay.
No.
So the Sonic story. Here's the Sonic story. The Sonic story... She messages me the other day and she says, do I want to go to two stores? And I thought, oh, yeah, sure. Why not? And so we end up going to the two stores, but they ended up being a lot quicker trips than I think anybody thought because we really couldn't find anything that anybody wanted to buy.
Well, and there was temper tantrums being thrown.
And there were temper tantrums being thrown. The kids were there, so it was one of those things. So we decided we were going to stop and get something to eat before the day was over. So we go to Sonic because Bales and I, usually the pre-show Friday night thing, has become Sonic for some reason.
Well, because everything was closed for a
while. Is that how that started?
Yeah.
Yeah. In recent times, we've gone to Sonic quite a bit. So, we have a regular there. Bales and I, she'll say to me when we pull in on Friday night, she'll say, do you want the regular?
Well, you know what's funny is I think it's funny that this is the one time that I was going to pay, and then this happened.
Right. That was interesting. I'm still not sure that you were going to pay. I know your credit card was out, but I don't know if you were going to pay or not. We really don't know. But what happened was that we pull in and we sit there. And when we pull in, it looks extremely busy. It's just extremely busy. There's a line, all kinds of things. So we place the, there's four of us. Bales places the order because she's closest to the thing. And all is well. And then like 30 minutes passes and nothing is happening. Everybody's leaving, there's nobody in the line anymore, all the cars have pulled away, it's over at the Sonic, and we still have nothing, no food, nobody coming in the direction, nothing. And then a car pulls in, and we see the food coming out to them that just got there. So, but very politely, Bales gets on the microphone and calls back into the Sonic. And the lady says, can I take your order? Well, we've been sitting there for 30 minutes after she took our order. But in any event, can I take your order? Look at the menu. So there was nothing even said. Didn't even get to say that the order had not came out.
Yeah.
But I think they knew there was trouble inside. Because then they rang back like 2 minutes later. Said, what can I get for you? And Bale said, very nicely, to her credit, she did not get furious or angry or anything.
Which is really good for me.
Yeah, you did.
Because you know I have a temper.
You do have a temper. You just said, you know, we ordered our food about 30 minutes ago, and we haven't heard anything. Is something wrong? And she said, let me check. Let me look for it, is actually what she said. And at that time...
And I'm thinking, oh man, my food's going to be cold.
Right, and I said at that point, is it under the table? Did we misplace the thing? So then here comes a guy who, you know, we know he's definitely in management because he's got a button-up shirt and a collar on. You know, he's not in a Sonic apron. He's coming out, and he says, listen, here's what happened. Somebody took the order. They gave it to a place where there was no car.
Yeah, they rang us up as number 18 instead of 16.
18 instead of 16. I don't know how that happened. So it never came out, and they just threw the food away because it had gotten cold inside. And he says, let me remake this food and give it to you for free.
Yeah, they were so nice.
And then the food was made in like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very quick. And it was a pretty substantial order.
Yeah, because we both got Coney dogs. We both got popcorn chicken. Austin got a corn dog. Why do I remember this? In case
you remember more
sticks.
Than you say. Cheese sticks. That's exactly right. And there were four drinks.
And then, yep.
And so he came out. He paid for the whole order. We got... But now, you did have your credit card in your hand while we were there.
Yes.
But the jury's still out on if you were going to pay. Because you did not say you were going to pay until the guy offered to pay.
But normally... No. Normally, I look at you and I say... Do you have money?
No, what happens is... No, see,
I don't ever get my card out.
With everybody else, that conversation normally happens before. But we actually order the food. The food's on its way. And then when the food shows up at the window...
And they're ready to take a payment.
Ready to take a payment. That's when you turn to me and you say...
Do you have money?
You got money? Do you have your card on you? It's not like there's ever even a thought... That you're going to purchase anything, which is kind of interesting on the whole, I think.
Yeah, well, I was going to pay this time, but he took care of it, so I didn't have to.
What do you think that means? Do you think the gods were just against me on this?
I think it means that you're supposed to pay.
I'm supposed to pay.
And when I decide that I'm going to pay, things get screwed up, and we get stuff for free because nobody wants me to pay.
You know, it wasn't even a discount. He totally freebied the whole order.
And I jokingly said that, but I wasn't expecting it. Like, I was still willing to pay for it. I was hungry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, there was nobody even really complained heavy.
No.
It was just, do you know anything about the food?
Yeah.
And he came out very apologetic.
Yeah. I wasn't mad. Like, I was just like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
My kids are fighting.
Yeah. And it was.
I think at that point, I was just like, over my kids fighting. I was just like, I just need food.
Well, you were highly stressed, which I think is why the time was like going extra long that day. But it was, you know, I thought they handled it very well.
Yeah,
and it
I agree.
Ended up very well. But
I'll definitely go back.
Was there any doubt? I mean, even if they had spilled the food and made you pay double, would there be any doubt that you'd be going back?
No.
No, because you love those Coney dogs.
I do.
Tell people what the regular is.
It's a Coney dog, Coney cheese dog, and a large popcorn, jumbo popcorn chicken. And then you get a Diet Coke and I get a Coke.
And we go off and then we prepare for the show that's done on Friday
and
night.
And we eat the whole thing.
Yeah, the thing is always eaten. You know, and this is funny because when we first met, this is very strange. You told me you had a small appetite. You said, oh, I'm a little person and I just got a small appetite. And I think the first time we ate together, you did like have you only ate like a corner of something. And then every other time ever since, you polish whatever it is.
You know what
off.
I had yesterday?
What's that?
Two cheeseburgers for lunch.
See?
Two Whopper Juniors.
See, so you don't eat small. Now, you've stayed small, but you don't eat small.
I know.
You know, go big or go home.
Right.
I guess is what it ends up being. But it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's all happened. I think it's fascinating.
You know, what I don't understand, because we went to the zoo yesterday, because it's, you know, my vacation. Why do kids, like, because I got them all Burger King right before we left, okay? So I was like, I don't have to buy anything at the zoo. Like, why? They all asked for food as soon as we got there. And I was like, no.
Because it's like the fair.
Well, like, they didn't get anything.
Oh, by the way, let me tell this story really quickly, because I don't think there's anything wrong with this story. But here, yesterday, as we all know, was heat advisory day, 104 degree heat index. If you're going outside, be careful, blah, blah, blah. And I knew Bales was going to the zoo, so I just said before she left, I said, hey, you know, maybe you want to take a little cooler with some ice in it, maybe some towels.
Put around your neck. I already
left. But that's not what you said to me. What you said was, yeah, you said, I've already left, and I don't have a cooler. And that's exactly about how it came off. So then I thought, well, what can I do at this point? So you go on to the zoo, and at one point during the day, are things going okay? And then you start to tell me exactly how overheated you are, to extreme overheatedness. And at one point, you told me you had a headache.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know, what's going on? Did you wake up with a headache? You know, why do you think you have a headache? And you said, well, I think I'm dehydrated. And I said, well, why don't you get yourself a water? This is what made me think of it, buying something at the zoo. I said, why don't you get yourself a water or a soda or something like that? And your response was, no, I just swallowed my spit. And I'm thinking, oh, this hydrates you, apparently.
But see, I thought you'd think that was funny, because remember when we were at the store, I said, and the boys were like, I'm so thirsty. I was like, just swallow your spit. You're fine.
That's right. Well, it was. It was like a repeat of the thing. So did this actually happen? Is that what you did to try to rehydrate yourself to get rid of the headache?
Well, you know, usually they have like drinking fountains and stuff, but everything's like shut down.
So you just had to...
Yeah.
So do you have enough saliva today to keep yourself cool?
I got paid today.
Huh? Oh, you got paid today.
Honest, with my pass, though, I get free drinks at Cedar Point.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So you're good there. You just don't get free drinks at the zoo.
Right.
But you got paid today.
Yeah.
Which means you got the big money.
No.
You can buy drinks galore today, right?
You know what's funny, though? When I tell people what I do, they're like, oh, you make good money. And I'm like, have you seen my paychecks?
So you're saying it's not a tremendous financial windfall for you today?
No.
But enough to go to Cedar Point?
Well, I have season passes, so it's not costing me anything.
It's zero.
Yeah, I mean, unless I'll have to get food, but, like, other than that, it's not going to cost me anything.
And you're good in that route.
Yeah, yeah. And I already have gas.
And you already have gas, so you're good. So you will end up, okay, today will be a happy, happy, happy day.
And we don't have to buy food at the park because we can, you know, go get, like, McDonald's or something since we have the passes and then come back.
Now, let me just add, because since you got into this is an honest question. Now, is avoiding buying food in the park because you don't want to buy food in the park or because of the financials of it?
Oh, it's expensive. Although, I do get a discount since I'm a season pass member, so...
What a year to buy a season pass.
Huh?
During the COVID mess.
Well, I bought it last year. I didn't realize that it was going
to... Oh, I know. But I think about that with a lot of people.
Honestly, well, they extended it, so I have a season pass for next year, too.
Oh, good.
But honestly, the season passes... Because, like, I would never have thought to buy a season pass because it... I mean, they're like $100 and more a piece, and I had to buy four. But... You can make payments.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was like $8, like, a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Until it was paid off. No. And then when I got my tax money, I just paid it off. But, yeah.
So, who's the fourth today?
Oh, Courtney.
Courtney.
Yeah, she's not going, but...
But she's not going.
Yeah. But I had to buy her a pass.
Well, right.
Last year. So.
How's she been?
She's good.
Good. We all want everybody to be happy and well.
She's in driver's ed, getting ready to try out for cheerleading, so.
Oh, very nice.
I know.
Yeah, it's an exciting time.
It is.
Well, I'm glad, because yesterday I felt like the... Because here's what happened yesterday, to stick a tech in this, which was weird to me, was I knew you were going to the zoo, and I knew you were going to Cedar Point today, and yesterday you seemed, like, extremely happy to be going to the zoo, but as the day progressed along... I got the feeling like there was some information that had not been shared.
Well, I was supposed... My grandma was supposed to go with me. And then it ended up being me with four boys by myself.
Oh, four boys?
Yeah, because I had my two nephews. Because my niece had surgery yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So you had a big menagerie yesterday.
Yeah.
So today is it just the two?
Yeah.
So that'll calm things down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you've got that big whopping paycheck, so you'll really be rolling in the dough today. I know you're rolling in the dough because I got bacon and a beverage. So I know there must be dough today.
A little bit, but not much.
A little
I gotta
dough.
Make a car payment.
Well, you know, those are the things of life, insurance and car payments.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, this has been totally cool because I never, never would have expected it because this is not the way to Cedar Point.
No.
You don't drive through Marion when you
live...
Well,
I mean, yes, I do. I go down Route 4.
Yeah, but that's not exactly the Wendy's radio station route. And the fact that you live in Prospect and the fact that you were on a time schedule today.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome.
I'm trying to give you a compliment.
I know.
Heaven
thanks.
Forbid.
Thank
Heaven
you.
Forbid I give a compliment once in my life.
Thank you for appreciating me.
I appreciate your appreciation. Isn't that nice? Yeah. And I'm sure I'll talk to you at some point today.
Yeah.
That's a...
I got to save my phone battery, though.
Oh, that's... Oh, because...
Yeah, because yesterday my phone was, like, down to 4% when I was leaving. And I was only at the zoo for 4 hours.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It goes that fast.
Because it's hot.
Oh, you know, so he does have an effect on the batteries of that
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Well, at least you get to charge it in the car on the way up
yes.
there. Yeah, that's a nice thing. And I wonder, I really do wonder, because I was looking at the weather report today.
It's just a storm all day.
All day. Not now, but it's supposed
yeah.
to start like between...
11 when we get there.
Yeah, like at 11, 12-ish, mm-hmm. and then never stop.
Yeah.
I don't know what Cedar Point does when that happens.
Well, as long as it's not like lightning and thundering, then they'll keep everything going, but...
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But you'll be standing out in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, may be good because it's hot.
Yeah. Well, it's good you didn't wear any makeup then or anything like that and
that's
do the hair up.
That's actually why I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I was going to, like, put eyeliner and mascara on. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not trying to look like a raccoon.
And that would be bad. You know, it's rain is okay in the beginning, especially on a hot day.
That would have been a funny picture, though.
It would have been a funny picture. Oh, it was funny because we've talked about funny pictures. You sent me a picture the other day of your hair.
Yeah.
That was a funny picture.
I know.
That was a very funny picture. But aren't you in agreement on this whole thing about the pictures? You got to make people laugh. And the unexpected is funny.
Yeah.
I think that's
I
true.
Agree.
I don't know why people... aren't into that more.
I know.
Well, I want you to have a safe and happy and fun day.
I'll try.
I'm so glad you did this.
Yep.
It's very nice of you.
You're welcome.
I only get those... I only get those every so often from you, those nice moments.
Don't get used to it.
No, don't get used to it. It'll never happen again.
Probably not.
But you got one in your category this morning, so we appreciate that. And that's kind of fun.
All right.
We'll have a totally safe day
yeah.
at Cedar Point. And
I'll try. I'm not operating the rides, though, so no promises.
You're not operating the rides, so no promises.
Yeah, in charge of their safety stuff.
Well, listen, 46 minutes past the hour, we're coming back with a lot of slang right after this short but important break. Don't you dare go anywhere.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners of the WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Mary Ohio, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the gold Williams.
Hello there. How are you? Scott Spears, Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, July the 10th, 2020, 48 minutes past the hour. Having some bacon and diet soda from Wendy's, courtesy of Bales. How nice is that, Bailey Hunt? We thank her so much for doing that and spending some time with us this morning. You know, that was an ongoing joke between the two of us. Because in the beginning, I said, Wendy's does not serve bacon and diet soda. And she just said, well, diet soda, of course, they serve, but not bacon. And she said, yes, they do, yes, they do, yes, they do. And today, after about a year of knowing her, she showed up with the bacon. How about that? Very cool. On our way to Cedar Point. Now, we were talking to that lady before the break about the Dairy Clipper. Does anybody else have any memories of the Dairy Clipper? 49 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Any memories of the Dairy Clipper that used to be here in Marion, which apparently used to have self-serve ice cream and milkshakes that just kind of rolled around town? And we're also waiting for what might happen in the noon hour today. We still really don't know what's going to happen there. Could just be nothing. And that's okay too. But last week was a little different. Little different program, let's say, during the noon hour last week. And I guess we will see as the morning progresses this morning. 740-383-9944. By the way, anybody have any ghost stories? Anybody have any near-death experiences? Anybody have any alien stories? Anything of that nature, give me a call. We would love to hear from you this morning. 50 minutes past the hour, and I'll be on the air through 1 o'clock this afternoon, so don't you dare go anywhere. Here comes a phone call. Down the pike that comes. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
Good. How you doing?
Oh, man. The Dairy Clipper, yes, they rolled in ice cream. And every time we come down on the street, we always try to get it. It was very good.
Now, so what was so good about the Dairy Clipper?
It just had the flavoring of the ice cream. I guess they put a...
There was just something about the old Dairy Clipper, huh?
Yep.
Well, hey, go ahead.
Okay, got another one. My dad, as never been mentioned, his favorite ice cream was butter pecan.
Oh, butter pecan. A lot of people love the butter pecan.
And I always buy, when I go to the store, the Neapolitan. Now, I like the other one, but I buy Neapolitan. I take it, and I make my banana splits, my Sundays. My grandkids like it when I take, it's like a fruit. I'll put it in and put a whole Coke or something in it, and they mix it up, and it's more like a milkshake than it is a fruit.
Now, with the Neapolitan, aside when you're doing those things, if you just eat it in a bowl, do you like to mix it up, or do you, like, pick out the chocolate, pick out the vanilla, and pick out the strawberry?
Yeah, I just put it all in together. When I scrape it, it all goes right in the bowl together.
Just dump it all in.
Dump it in, and then put my toppings and whatever on it, and go that way.
Ah, well, that is very interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, Neapolitan is on tap today, and we're also sharing memories of the old Dairy Clipper, which I don't remember, but apparently a soft serve ice cream truck that used to drive around Marion. How about that? 740-383-9944, and we actually talked earlier on with a lady who had worked on the Dairy Clipper when it was here in Marion. Does anybody else have any memories of the Dairy Clipper? 52 and a half minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any ghost stories, near-death experience stories, alien stories, anything of that nature? Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, I also do want to remind you that we're going to do slang terms, which it's kind of fun because there were all these slang terms that went on for many, many years. Now, there are some of you who might remember these terms, kind of like the old Dairy Clipper. And we might do Family Feud today, and we might do trivia, but we're going to do some of these slang terms to see if anybody remembers what they were or how they came about, which I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I've got like 5 pages of them here, so a lot of fun, without doubt. 740-383-9944. What's your favorite ice cream or your favorite ice cream treat to get from anywhere in town? You know, I've never been... And somebody asked me this last week. I've never been to this Topped over here in downtown Marion. I've never been there to have their ice cream. Has anybody been to Topped down here in downtown Marion and tried their ice cream? I've never had it. And I don't know, is it a soft serve? Is it, how many flavors can you get? I've never really even been inside the door. So does anybody have any information on this Topped over here? And I'm trying to think, in Marion now, besides Fred's and Dairy Queen and the Jersey, is there any other ice cream shops or parlors, as they used to call them? Are there any other places in Marion where you can go besides the Jersey, the Dairy Queen, and Fred's? Now, we do have Topped, as I say, but I've never had the ice cream over at Topped. Has anybody ever tried that? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. I know they were busy in the very beginning, but I really, you know, I saw it the other day, and I thought about pulling over there, but it was on the opposite side of the street, and I thought there might be kind of a parking issue there. I should have stopped to see what the ice cream was like. You know, a lot of people, I'm surprised we haven't heard anything about the Frosties at Wendy's. We haven't heard any votes for the Frosties at Wendy's. I know those are very popular. But the Dairy Clipper, you know, it seems to me like I've heard the name Dairy Clipper before, but for some reason, I don't remember the Dairy Clipper. It might have been many, 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 many years ago. But I certainly don't remember the Dairy Clipper. But what an interesting idea to have a soft-serve ice cream truck that could do milkshakes and sundaes and things of that nature. That's a smart idea. Somebody was thinking who ran that particular business, who we heard about earlier on. Because soft-serve ice cream just has a totally different taste than the hard ice cream that you get out of the carton. There's just something about that soft-serve ice cream that is very, very good. All right, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. What are your memories of the old Dairy Clipper? Do you have any ghost stories? Do you have any near-death experiences? Do you have any alien stories? And again, they don't have to be yours in particular. They could be ones that you heard from a family member. They could be ones that somebody told you about. They could be ones that you've watched on Unsolved Mysteries. It could be whatever interest you. Because as I've always said, I've never experienced a ghost story. So I don't have any. But I do have stories of that were passed down in my family. Because there were people who had near-death experiences in my family. There were people who, let's say, there are people who have near-death experiences in my family. There are people who have seen ghosts. I remember a whole story about an attic and a door that was chained up, and somehow it always ended up getting unchained somehow. I remember that story being passed down year after year after year. So, I mean, I have the stories. I just don't personally remember or have not seen any, I guess is the better way to put that. But whatever you think, do you have any? 740-383-9944. We still got 3 hours left in the broadcast this morning, and the jury is still out on what will happen at noon today. I've heard nothing. If you hear nothing, maybe nothing will happen. Now, last week I heard nothing, and then something happened. Which I'm still, I really still don't know what last week was all about. If you heard the noon show last week, I still don't know what that was all about. I don't know what the point was. I don't know where that came from. I think it was all maybe a little blown up and made bigger than possibly it should have been, in my opinion. But again, that's just my opinion. 58 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, again, I still have 3 more hours with you here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and I will put you on the air. And don't forget, we're going to come back here after the 10 o'clock hour and do old slang words. We'll see how well that goes. And if we're not getting much response on that, I still have the 4th of July trivia, which we've never done. And then, of course, we always have some family feud stocked away. So we have a lot of things that we can go through and see if we can get answers. I think so. And I hope with the slang that you just guess. Because some of these terms are so off the wall, a guess might get it. Because slang is slang, and if it sounds like something, it might have meant exactly what you think it means. So that's the interesting nature of slang. And this is old slang. This must have been like 1920s, 1930s, 40s, 50s slang. It's certainly not, I don't think, from anything in the 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s. I think it definitely predates all of that. Well, again, we definitely want to thank Bailey Hunt for showing up with the bacon and the diet soda from Wendy's today. And we're going to come back after news, weather, and the obituaries during the 10 o'clock hour to have more fun here. Stay tuned. Coming back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place for legendary talk show king.
You were hurt when...